Very cold Kentucky day. That's supposed to be Kansas. Well, this is that. I'm putting some money in. Welcome. We meet you with Danielle this morning. I'm advised that the Danielle is a competence which has been delegated to the Deputy Minister. So the Deputy Minister is there. So that's why he's here. In the event that a question is asked to the minister, is the demand of the competence which is delegated to the minister. Secondly, I received a letter written to the minister from the chairperson of the board indicating that she is abroad, but members of the board will be present today. So I think we'll engage that first in terms of who is here. And then we will go to the presentation, but I was assured that there will be board representation this morning at the accounting authority. And then we'll go to presentation. Brigadier Bird and the National Commissioner will appear tomorrow.
Yeah, was it?
Wapsom and Bird will be meeting with them today and Danielle tomorrow. So that will be tomorrow. And then colleagues, finally, please liaise with Nogisa on our logistics for the oversight. And in the program, you will see something which might seem out of context. National Treasury has written to us to deal with the issues of unauthorized expenditure. Now, because dates keep shifting because of the ESCOM things we're plugging in, the National Treasury meeting on unauthorized expenditure has found itself moving. So we've slotted it into the oversight program so that we can deal with it, and we will be going to National Treasury on that Thursday to finalize the issues around unauthorized expenditure. But we will discuss it so that just when you see it, that's the context. There's a long sheet of unauthorized expenditure that has not been dealt with, which we need to process. So we will sort out those issues, but our oversight is approved and we will be going to the oversight from the 18th on this right. So
what are we saying about Danielle?
Yes. I was saying that the competence of Danielle has been delegated to the Deputy Minister. Point one. And the second point is I received correspondence that the chairperson of the board is abroad. But in the correspondence she says board members will be present today. So that's what I'm saying. What we need to gauge particularly is that. And then we will proceed. So what I'll do, I'll hand over to the DM colleague. There was the presentation was updated. So what you have before you printed is the updated version. Presentation. DM, good morning and welcome, and sorry about those housekeeping matters. And then when we're done, we'll go to Ubawum TV and his team. Advocates, as always, thank you very much for being here. Good morning and welcome to you and your team as well. DM, over to you.
Thank you very much, Anderson, and good morning to you and the honorable members of the Standing Committee on Public Accounts, COPPA. Who are present here, and to the team from DINAF, led by the Group CEO, Dr. Hove, and the team from the department officials that are present here. So let me start with the apology of the board members. None of the board members could be found to come and attend. We had an authority, obviously, from the chair that could not travel, and the chair had made an endeavor to make sure that another board member will be present, as indicated in the letter by the chairperson of DINAF, Ms. Doria Sorobe. But when she then tried to get other members to be on board, unfortunately, most of them were engaged and some are traveling abroad. And so we do not have a board member present in this meeting. And I know it's a difficult apology that representative, and we did even discuss it as we were preparing this meeting, that this one is going to be a very, very difficult apology to the honourable members. And I'm presenting it as difficult as it is, as we have also out there team itself. When I met them last night for the final prep, I asked, couldn't they get a board member to be here? And unfortunately, none is available. And even when I met Advocate Mutimi last night, they said, hey, it's going to be trouble if there's no board member here. And I told the team also that it's going to be trouble without a board member being present. So, Chair, I don't know whether you want to deal with it before I do my opening remarks, and maybe then just let's deal with it.
Thank you very much. No, this is not acceptable. Completely, because to call it a third operating procedure would be downplaying it. The accounting authority of Danel is the board, not the executives. And so if the accounting authority is not here, then who are we talking to respectfully? It's not acceptable. And I, see, the letter here is dated, I just pulled it out. The letter from Tito. This letter is not dated, but I received it last week. And it says, I'm aware that some board members are regrettably also not available to attend, but I will endeavor to ensure board representation of an open. Because concretely understood that the board must be here. So, I'm just not sure we can proceed this.
Chairman, I'm also not sure. And what this does is, if we don't proceed, it's wasteful expenditure on the mass in many parts, but also delays accountability and oversight. And so we'll have to make that decision. But I think we need to also understand why the chair of the board is not here. What is the priority? If it indeed is to get a bailout from the British government or the Russian government, well, maybe we'll support that. But I would suggest that the chair of the board is not the marketing agent for Danel, although obviously the chair would play some role in marketing. And so what exactly is more important than having to answer in Parliament? And then in terms of us proceeding, I would suggest that we can't, but that Danel be called back. And we don't wait for the end of the recess. We do it on an urgent basis.
That's the term. The letter says it is with regret I'm unable to attend the briefing by Danel, so as I'll be travelling abroad during the same time. That's all it says. Honourable Somi and then Honourable Kanginen.
Well, thank you very much, Chair. When have you communicated to them for the 23rd of May?
Yes. The chair writes the invitation address to yourself from Scope and the 23rd of May,
mm-hmm.
which we send to DPE, and then of course get their own processes. But from our side, 23rd of May.
I take it that there's been enough time for their appearance here, and with the fact that the minister is not in, and because he's not in, he made the point that the deputy is here, which tells another story in terms of attendance into the meeting. And therefore the failure of the board not to come is unpardonable in a way. And the assertion by the chair of the board that someone would be, she would make it a point that the board is represented in the meeting. So she has failed to meet that commitment since her absence of the representation of the board. So it's a very difficult thing to do and to accept the absence and choose to continue in this way. So one would be closer to what Honorable Liz is saying, but in the first instance, we note the apology of the chairperson, but the fact that she has failed to fulfill the undertaking, you see, is something else which we should somewhat put a thumb on their part, and therefore we can't continue in absence of the board. Well, the risk, DM, is that the executive, which is here with yourself, would be giving us their story, and it's their story that they would have to be accountable for, and they are not an accounting authority. The accounting authority remain the board, and that institution has a board. So it's an anomaly that would continue without them. It's not the current board. It's a full a functional appointed board. So when things of this nature come, they ought to be prioritized by the board. And in the nature of that institution, it would have been a good thing for them to prioritize Parliament, because it was have to work to assist them around their own troubles, one way or the other. So the value is not now fulfilling that kind of approach in terms of accountability. Thanks, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Fanina Nkondo, in that order, please. Then we will make a decision on this order proposal.
Thank you very much. I would just like to point out that in 2001 to 2022, Denel got a bailout of over 3 billion. Dividends were zero. In 2022-23, of 3.5 billion, dividends zero. And in fact, over the last 5 years, that is over 9 billion in bailouts and dividends zero. So I would argue that there are 9 billion reasons why the board should be here today. And I cannot find any reason whatsoever why they are not here. I think it is appalling that the accounting authority, with a record like that, has got better things to do. And I think it's really problematic. They must be called back, and it must be made very, very clear that they have to be here. And I think we should use virtually everything in our arsenal to ensure compliance. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Kondo.
Thanks, Chair. Good morning to you, Chair, Honorable Member, Deputy Minister, and his team. Chair, the meeting is between SCOBA and the board. That's how you made the invitation. So the board is not here. Maybe, Chair, it's a reflection of what is going on at DNF. There is the board on paper, but physically, so there is no board. You look at the reports, you look at the behavior of the board, it means there is no board at DNL. So I second the motion that this meeting cannot sit without any member of the board to account to this committee. Thank you.
Let's do this. DM, so that we are not accused of picking on DNL. This is not without precedence. If there's no accounting authority, we don't do it. It's standard. But what is worrying is that here you had an assurance that board representation would be done and it didn't happen. I find that to be a dereliction of duty and undermining Parliament. And therefore, we're not going to proceed this morning, Deputy Minister. We're going to reconvene the meeting on the 14th of June next week. If the board is not here, I will make a formal proposal to the committee that the board is subpoenaed to appear before Parliament. So, this is the last instance of us tolerating this, because because, DM, I can tell you we have not had a favorable relationship with the chairperson of when we appeared here before. It has not been pleasant. And so this then just goes on to underscore exactly that. But the net is in a mess. Yeah, it's a shadow of its former self. And I would imagine that at some level of responsibility and accepting the complexity of the matter, the board would find it in itself to navigate such that they are represented at this meeting. I can assure you, had this been a meeting about a bailout, they would have been here. This not only wastes Parliament's time and Parliament's resources, the SIU is here. You are here, and therefore I would like DM and CEO to, for you to put it to the board to explain to us in writing next week why the cost of today should not be borne by them personally. Because we met, and I assure you members, even during the course of the weekend, so Mr. Skabinde, I kept on checking whether there is confirmation as to whether the undertaking is going to be fulfilled, that will be board representation. And the assurance was that it would happen. That's why we met. Otherwise, the meeting would not have proceeded even. So we kept on checking. So I'd like them to, before we start next week, a fully fledged explanation as to why I should not ask Parliament to check the cost that these members bore for coming here and the cost that were borne by yourselves and the SIU, and then attach them to them personally. This thing of rogue boards and SOEs is precisely why SOEs are crippled in the manner that they are. To make an assurance to Parliament and then to walk in the opposite direction to a DM, for me, tells you exactly what your problem is. And it must be dealt with. Like I'm saying, the Minister indicated to myself that in the delegated responsibilities to the DM, Danielis, that's why he's here. So it's in that point, that's perfectly understood, because it's official. But then the board should just flip us. Let me end it there. So, dear colleagues, we're not going to proceed this morning. We're going to suspend this meeting, and we will convene it on the 14th next week. The only day we have available to meet, and then we will then go to the oversight, because the recess is just so close. So, Dave, I'll hand over to you if there's any comment at this point. And Babu TV, our apologies that you had to come here, but we will not proceed with the SIU presentation, as I think it's important that it run parallel to the fully fledged presentation of Danel, so that we can deal with all the matters holistically. Dear, you are not happy.
No, obviously, this is standard procedure, that's why I also remarked whether it was, and I think the response was that If the board is not here, we cannot proceed. And indeed, all honorable members are correct to say the accounting, it is the board. We are more the shareholder, and then we can answer issues that relate to the shareholder. However, when it comes to operations, it's management, but the board is responsible for the fiduciary of the functions of Denel as a board, and they are not being here, obviously. It's quite something that you have expressed to yourselves on it, and we take the message to them to ensure, therefore, that they are available the next time in all other future meetings, not only the next time, but also that they don't have to be summoned. It is they are taking responsibility that they volunteered to be board members, and therefore they ought to be available for that. So we take those. But just as I conclude to say, yes, members have the right to express themselves in the manner in which they did, including saying Denel is a mess. Yes, it was a mess. It has been a mess. But obviously the report that was going to come here was going to indicate something that is emerging as positive, but fine. Let's wait for that Wednesday next week when we present. And yes, and we can't deny that it was in the mess, definitely, and 100% honorable members are correct. We come from a very, very difficult environment. So immediately after this meeting, obviously, we will inform the board through the minister to say this has happened. And the challenge I did share with the management even yesterday, that we might not pass this stage of the board not being present. And we all came here knowing that it's going to be difficult. And when you said you expect the board members within this delegation and you looked around, I knew that no one was going to be here. And that's why before I could start with the remarks, I said to you, they are not here, whether we can pass or not. So, and I think it's something that every board member should know, that Parliament is the most important institution in society. And we should take it very seriously whenever we are called to come and account, as we do as ministers, as deputy ministers, but also the board members must be in line with that particular objectivity of accountability, ensuring that the nation knows exactly what happens with their state-owned entities or state-owned companies. So we take the point, and that we're not defending. And the chair had made an assurance that somebody will be here. We're trying to look as to who is that person, whether he has arrived in Cape Town last night, and only to find that no one is available. So that's why I had to be as open and frontal as I did. And thank you very much. Very hard to swallow, but we accept it. And I think in the name of transparency, objectivity, of accountability, we accept, and we'll really take it up front and see whether we can point around this issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That if the Secretariat could please communicate with legal to draft subpoenas, so that in the event that next week the board is not here, I will formally present those to the meeting immediately, and so that we get past this. So those can be drafted, please, and then after that, if approved, you can then take them to the Speaker to dispatch. That's how seriously DM we take this, because of the gravity of the situation. I think what is a major area of concern is to commit to doing something, to say, with somebody who will be there. So it's one thing to say we're not available. That we understand. We're not rigid. But to say, no, we will make board representation available and then don't do it, is the crux of the concept. All right, colleagues, thank you very much. The meeting is then adjourned. We will meet tomorrow at 9:30 with Brigadier Berger and the National Commissioner of Police to continue our ESCOM chronicles. Thank you very much. Meeting adjourned.